Welcome back, everybody, to our Let's Talk Dallas County program here on the Raccoon Valley Radio Network, brought to you today by Perry Fairway, always fresh, always affordable. This is Coltrane Carlson, and our guest today is Lou Hoger, the manager of the Perry Area Food Pantry, joining us once again. And so, Lou, let's pick up right kind of where we left off yesterday, talking about the staff of volunteers that you have that you can certainly lean on, but the other side of it, got to have those donations come in to help serve the people that need your services. So talk to us about the donations, especially this time of year during the holiday season.
I'll just commend the elementary school teachers who brought in, I want to say, 10 boxes of variety of commodities. It's interesting because we have our established commodity list that we will always have on our shelves. And then we have several shelves of miscellaneous, and folks in the community might remember that we actually had a picture on Facebook, and it might have been on perrynews.com, of those empty shelves.
Oh, yes.
Miscellaneous. And we had a tremendous response to that. Well, our donors have been keeping those miscellaneous shelves full, in addition to what the food bank might offer us for miscellaneous, what we call miscellaneous. But yeah, the donations, we are especially grateful to people. I had that one person today who brought me the chicken livers.
If people would like to help out with that and, you know, maybe cleaning out their pantry themselves or want to put forth the effort to either drop off some food items to you or monetarily, how do they do that? When can they do that?
They can come anytime the pantry's open. We're open from 10 to 12:30 on Tuesday mornings. We're open Thursday afternoons from 3 o'clock to 6 p.m. They can come anytime during those hours, or they can call me and we'll arrange for somebody to meet them there for the donation. I have a fellow in the past, when his hens are laying, he will bring me maybe 18 dozen eggs at a time or 16 dozen. And we don't always have those, but we have those. And I will meet him when he gets off work. And
what are you expecting for the Christmas holiday season? Are you expecting larger numbers? How are you starting to plan for that?
You know, the numbers actually don't rise that much during the holiday season. I did have, just for example, we had a couple of new customers. And we will always have new customers. But I also noticed this year, particularly on the TFAP form and toward later in the year, I have a customer who hasn't been here since March. Our year begins July 1, so I have to do a new form for them. We've had more and more people who have been in three times this year. You know, last year, only 6.3% of our customers used the pantry between 10 and 12 times. Yeah, the percentage is very few use the pantry 10 to 12 times. Like 68% use it between one and three times, might have been 71%. Yeah, but we notice that they're using it a little more often, partly because of the economy. We have people who are working jobs where if their child is home from school sick, they must be off of work, and they don't have that paycheck coming in. And these days, for example, just to put a battery in your car takes a pretty good chunk of change. It doesn't take too many of those crises to put somebody in a tough spot. And then you can tell when they come into the pantry, they're embarrassed about having to come to the pantry. And we've had some who come in, they're just tremendously excited because they're going to start their new job in a few days, but they just need something to get them to that first paycheck.
Some of the increases you're seeing involve larger families by chance?
That's interesting because the Eritreans, they seem to have very large families, usually around six or five.
Okay.
But a lot of some of the Haitians do, but for example, the African countries, they've only had maybe three or four, two parents and two children.
Sure.
And so we kind of noticed that household. So today we thought things were kind of slow, and we spoke too soon because the very next person in the door was a household of 11.
Wow.
And the one after that was a seven.
Oh, wow. Pretty incredible. So if there's people out there that might be listening to this, Lou, and might be in, like you had said before, in a tough spot and may need a little bit of assistance just to get them through whatever they're dealing with, what's the process they need to go through to be able to utilize the food pantry?
They just need an ID. You know, we like to have an ID that says they live in the Perry Area School District, which is our service area.
Okay.
On the other hand, none of the passports are going to show that. And really, all we need is a photo ID. And again, lately that's been a lot of passports. What's your address? They live at Super 8. We stay in Super 8 until they can find housing. And maybe they're living with another household, you know, that sort of thing. Then it's merely a matter of self-verifying their income level by household size. Yeah, that's all it takes.
Okay. So Lou, as we wrap up our program here, what continues to give that drive, that inspiration to keep being the person in charge of the food pantry, more or less?
Oh, the satisfaction of providing for people who are truly in need. I'll add this. I'm also the ship counselor at the Dallas County Hospital. Yeah. And I read a book before I retired. It says, "Don't retire, refire." And I'll encourage anybody who's retirement age to find a place where they can use their skill set or use a skill set they always wish they could use, but wasn't a part of their job description. Find a couple things that you might be interested in and invest yourselves in those to the extent that they benefit other people. You're going to be fulfilled and satisfied. And we want them to know that the food pantry is one of those places where they can serve others, they can feel satisfied and fulfilled and be a vital part of the community.
And that's our guest for today's Let's Talk Dallas County program here with Lou Hoger. He's in charge of the Perry Food Pantry here in town. So thank you very much again, Lou, for coming on.
Well, glad to be here. I appreciate it. Thank you.
Today's Let's Talk Dallas County program is brought to you by Perry Fairway. Always fresh, always affordable. We'll be right back with more here on the Raccoon Valley Radio Network.